Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Foreman and Turner in the middle to get this one started. The opening tip won by BB. Lady Badgers will have the basketball. They'll operate left to right here in this opening half of action. They've got their maroon uniforms, white numerals, black trim, and immediately they'll work it inside to Gamble. She'll spin around the defender and score. 2-0, BB with the first points of the ball game. Lady Bombers, the home whites with the blue numerals and the gold trim here this evening. BB in a man-to-man defensively to start out. Husky right side has the ball tied up and the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home with the alternating possessions. So Mountain Home will have the basketball. They'll keep it here with 7:30 left in the opening period. Just getting things started from Bomber Gymnasium. Walker penetrating down the right side of the paint. Backdoor pass to Foreman, missing the four-footer. And the rebound, Ritchie underneath for the Lady Badgers. BB won the first meeting, 51-40. Back on January the 17th, Ritchie had a big night with 20 points in that one. Pfeiffer scored 16 for Mountain Home in that first matchup of these teams. Into the paint with it, this is Henley. Now they'll look inside to Turner. Shot no, but there is a foul. She'll head to the free throw line. Foul against Mountain Home is going to go against Emma Martin. That's her first.
Emma Martin, her first, team's first.
First foul this half against Mountain Home. First free throw by Katie Turner, the 5'10 senior, misses. Southpaw has another one here. Second toss is good. So 3-0 with the lead. 6:53 left in this opening period. Lady Bombers' second possession of the night. Martin, left side, pulls up from 15 and won't go. Foreman, the rebound on the backside, keeps it alive for Mountain Home. Along the right baseline is Husky. She'll back the dribble up to the right elbow. Out top, it's Pfeiffer between the circles. Fakes left, goes right down the paint. Her pass deflected. They're going to call it a kick, and it stays with Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will inbound under their basket. 6:25 left in this opening quarter. Lady Bombers down 3-0 early on. Walker gets it in to Foreman. Out to Pfeiffer. Foreman goes to set a pick for. Now Foreman gets it at the free throw line. Gives it up to Martin. Drives down the right side of the paint. And a foul. She'll head to the free throw line. The foul against the Lady Badgers on Katie Turner. That's her first foul against BB. And at the free throw line now is Emma Martin for Mountain Home. First one is good. The home fans always stand until the home team scores, so everybody finally gets a seat now after the made free throw. Second one will not go. Rebound in the corner, corralled by Hill for BB. So pressure by Mountain Home and a steal by the Lady Bombers as Emma Martin comes up with the basketball. Now Foreman in the right corner for the Lady Bombers. Out top, it's Walker. Riley down the right side of the paint, lost the handle on it, picks it back up, has it in the right corner, keeps the dribble alive with 5:52 left in the opening period. Spins around the defender, down low, backdoor pass to Foreman, she'll score, and we're tied at 3. Great job from Walker getting the assist, and Foreman gets the bucket. 5:36 left in this opening quarter, knotted up at 3. Down the left side of the paint, Hill, offensive foul. Taking the charge is Emma Martin. Hill picks up her first, team foul number 2, second turnover by BB. And Hill is down in the backcourt.
Foul number 15 for Lady Badgers, Libby Hill.
She's a little slow to get up, and she finally does and starts walking towards the other end of the court just as coaches get there. She's going to come out.
Jacoby Williams,
a 5'6 senior, will check in for the Lady Badgers. .528 left in the opening period. It's 3-3. Mountain Home and BB knotted up. Working alone on the right side, Pfeiffer for Mountain Home. To the free throw line, spins, pulls up from 10, knocks it down. And Mountain Home on a 5-0 run has taken their first lead of the ball game. BB on the other end, Turner, crossover dribble to the right block, leans in and gets it off the glass. Nice move about 15 feet out, freed her up, and she's able to tie the game at 5. 4:52 left opening period. Now to them on the offensive end. Here's Foreman. Ball poked loose, picked up by Walker. Penetrates, kicks it out to Martin on the left elbow. Top of the key, Husky. 1-3. Boy, two defenders got there quickly to shut that down. She'll swing it right side. Now gets it back between the circles. The lob underneath to Foreman on the right block. Ball knocked away. You take it away by BB. Mountain Home's first turnover. Lady Badgers looking to reclaim the lead. This trip down the floor. 4:22 left in the opening period. Working on the left elbow is Gamble. Here's Turner at the high post. Spins. Nothing there. Foreman, good post defense inside. They'll kick it out to Henley. She'll reset things now for the Lady Badgers. Gamble to the left baseline with a dribble drive. She stopped. Pass out top, intercepted. 3 turnovers now by the Lady Badgers. Just under 4 minutes left in the opening period. We're knotted up at 5. Mountain Home and BB. Husky centers it. They'll swing it right side to Martin deep in the right corner. Husky left side top of the key. Foreman pops out on the left elbow. Walker in the paint. Now in the corner. It goes to Martin. Martin on the floor, drives into the paint. Shot won't go. The rebound underneath is controlled by Williams of BB. 3:29 left opening period. Mountain Home and BB knotted up at 5. Lady Badgers working on the offensive end. Driving baseline. The shot will not go from Ritchie. The rebound, Turner. The putback is good.
Katie Turner.
7-5 as BB has reclaimed the lead. 3:05 left in the opening quarter. Ball knocked away on the entry pass. Mountain Home's second turnover. On the move at the other end. Richie missing the layup. The rebound out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Mountain Home. Mally Tabor, the 5'10 senior, will check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home. Foreman will get a breather. 2:54 left first period. 7-5. BB with the lead. Right side for the Lady Bombers. In the corner, Husky the three and won't go. Rebound underneath by Riley Walker to keep it alive. Kicks it out to Pfeiffer. Her three won't go. Rebound on this one is out of bounds. BB did not play on Wednesday, on Tuesday night because of the weather, so they're coming off a one-point loss to Valonia last Friday night. That was their last game out. 2:25 left opening quarter. 7-5 BB with the lead. Greg Ritchie, the head coach of BB. Spent a couple of years in the area. He was at Dora for a couple of years. It was a good job with this BB girls program. Out top, this is Ritchie, and we've got a foul away from the basketball. On Mountain Home, this is on Mally Tabor. That's her first. Team foul number two against Mountain Home.
Team second.
So BB with it under their basket. Lady Badgers by two with the ball. 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Turner on the right elbow. Works it back out top. Backdoor pass to Williams. The floater from six won't go along the right baseline. But the rebound by Gamble. She'll put it back in.
Gamble
with 4 points on the night. That's the difference right now. 9-5. BB leads it with 1:36 left in this opening period. Right side, Pfeiffer the three. It won't go. And nice job by Riley Walker on the backside corralling the rebound. Pfeiffer out top a three. This one won't go. Rebound to the Lady Badgers underneath as Gamble has her second board. The outlet at the other end to Henley. Henley shot, yes, and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play for the Lady Badgers.
Henley.
The foul charged to Riley Walker. That's her first team foul, number three, against Mountain Home. At the free throw line, Abby Henley trying to complete the three-point play. Missing, and Tabor the rebound for Mountain Home. It's an 8-0 run by BB. BB has scored the first three. Mountain Home the next five. Now the next eight by BB. Missed by Martin in the corner. The rebound out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it deep in the right corner on the far side with 58 seconds left in the period. Husky comes to get it. Right side, it's Tabor in the corner. Now Walker works on the right elbow. In the corner, Husky up to the defense with the dribble. Back to Pfeiffer now with 43 seconds left in the period. Tabor, top of the key for Mountain Home. Left baseline, Emma Martin missing, and Riley Walker there with the rebound for Mountain Home. Keeps it alive. Riley with three rebounds, two on the offensive end. Walker will take a 16-footer. It won't go. Gamble the rebound underneath for BB. 19 seconds left in the period. Pull up at the other end is good by Richie. It's a 10-0 BB run. And the Lady Badgers lead it 13-5 with 8 seconds left in the quarter. Five on the clock. Walker gives it up to Martin. A three right side by Tabor won't go. Had to fire it up because the clock was approaching zero. We've played a quarter. BB leads it 13-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.